Well, Marchetti, his story has been in the newspapers when he got involved with the Teamsters thing, but he grew up in Nina, Menasha, came out of high school and went into the Carpenters Union, worked in the utility up there, was a shop steward there, came down here to the Industrial Relations Department, was never very political. And then he got himself involved in an anti-Standard Oil demonstration. Got his picture in the paper for that. And then he said that the thing that really got him going was the 1967 Dow demonstration. He had his office facing that Commerce Building. He was in social science and his office faced that. And he was sitting there watching this thing go up, all the tear gas. And he said that really opened his eyes. And actually, that's the point that Mollenkamp got involved, too, because that night there was a TA meeting where, I don't know if you remember, but General Strike was called on campus to protest the police action in that October Dow thing. We had a TA meeting, it was about 400 TAs there, and my voice was so hoarse from yelling Sieg Heil at the cops. I was, our president had quit, I was the vice president, so I was chairing the meeting.
Oh, that's how you, I remember you spoke.
Yeah, Walter Droughty was sitting in, and after this happened, he said he didn't want anything more to do with the university and just left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Walter Droughty had been head of SDS before.
No, he was in SDS, but he was also president of TAA for a month.
Oh, yeah.
That 1 month of that fall. And so he just quit school, flat out left. Anyway, I was chairing this meeting and I couldn't talk anymore. I saw this straight looking guy down the front row and I said, "You want to chair the meeting?" And it was Mollenkamp and he said, "Yep." And that was the beginning.
Oh, that is interesting. I mean, he might have been in the 10th row.
Yeah, right. So that's how he got started. And now he's working with the Hospital Workers Union. He's one of their national organizers, and I'm sure he'll be heard from. He got that job right after the strike. Same with Marchetti, got hired by Local 695, the Teamsters, right after the strike.